Wesley with Martin Besser.
Kan of die ening sê, die vrou wat die onderwerp is van Good Morning Angels volgend, die vrou waar ons praat, ek het haar al talle kere oor die jare onderhoud gevoer met haar. It's something that happened many, many years ago in my hometown of Port Elizabeth, a most horrendous, gruesome assault. The details are just, it's horror stuff.
Yeah.
Spoke to Alison about it many times over the years. I was always so incredibly taken by how she handled it, how well she handled it, how she had to get her head around it. How do you move on? I remember that, I think one of the last times I spoke to her, we spoke about forgiveness. Yeah. How could you possibly even think about forgiving men who would do this to you? Okay. This is what she said.
I went through a difficult time. There was a time when I thought, okay, this is it. My life's not over, but I felt that I would never be happy again. I would
sure.
never be. And then, but I suppose it was a conscious decision. I remember one day saying to myself, why did you fight so hard to live that night if you're going to allow it to be like this?
Well,
you might as well have actually given up and died if you're going to be living this half depressed. And I think it was just a challenge to myself of just get up and, you know, I hated them for a time. And they were in my daily life because of that. And I think that was the time when I started thinking, I actually need to not forgive them in a way that I think what they did was okay, but put them away so that I wasn't thinking. So I just became neutral about them. They're in jail. They're there. I don't want to think about them. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be hatred. And that I was able to, I think those are the things that we carry with us that then harm us, not the person we're hating. It harms us.
Correct. When you say forgive them or deal with them, it's not about them.
No.
It's about you.
Well, because my anger, my hatred, my kind of resentment for having helped this whole thing happen was more, if they say they're sorry, I might and then I was thinking, but I'm giving them control now.
No.
Over where I'm going to be in my life. So that was became almost a stubborn decision just to let them go. And that was when the turning point came for me.
That's Alison Buerta speaking there. One of the last times she was on the show, well, she suffered a brain aneurysm and she is in hospital. In a pretty desperate situation. She's unable to speak to us, but I will get her advocate on the line and get an update for you there on how Alison is doing.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Alison Buerta, I think a well familiar name in South Africa, had the most awful and horrendous of ordeals a number of years ago in Port Elizabeth, as it turns out, in Gqeberha. She survived a rape and mutilation at the hands of two men. The details, I think, also pretty well known and publicized. It's beyond comprehension.
It's barbaric.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is fighting for her life yet again. She's in a hospital right now. She suffered a brain aneurysm. On the line to connect us, well, to tell us more about it, very much keeping her eye on all things Alison, is her good friend and attorney, as it turns out, Tanya Kun. Tanya, goeiemorgen, good morning.
Goeiemorgen, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Tanya, I just, you know, when I heard the news that Alison is in hospital and she had the brain aneurysm, you know, she's, I think the general feeling is that woman has been through so much. She came out triumphant in a way that she dealt with it. Like anti-victim mentality, the movie, I think gave hope to so many people. So to hear that she's once again in this vulnerable position is just horrible. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's been, the news were devastating. And, you know, we all know Alison as an absolute fighter.
Sure.
She survived the impossible. She refused to die. So to know that she's under this conditions in hospital, it's been, I think, but not only for me personally, obviously, and for her family and those close to her, but the world itself. She managed to defy all odds when she survived the attack in 1994. And I must confess that that's what we're all banking on, that she will show that same guts and determination in her recovery process.
I believe that... what is her situation right now? She got a stent?
Shunt, yes. I also thought it was a stent, but apparently it's a shunt. I've had to upgrade my medical knowledge.
Okay.
So she suffered an aneurysm, as you said, the hospital, they were able to stabilize her by and then she, on the 17th of October, which was on Thursday, a shunt was put in. Now, a shunt is, the reason for the shunt was because there's a fluid buildup in the brain, and that cerebral fluid wasn't draining, so it was necessary to put in a shunt, which is which will remain lifelong, I need to add that. And that in itself has its own complications and implications because of her medical condition. They could not let it drain into the abdomen that they would usually do. It's now draining into her chest cavity.
Well, because her stomach obviously suffered terrible consequences from the attack.
Oh. Yes. Oh. So, the real fear at the moment is that she might develop pneumonia. So the doctors advised the family and anybody that was there that Alison, obviously her lips are dry, she's thirsty, but she can only take 2 syringe drops of water on her tongue every 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
She's not allowed to swallow that.
Oh.
Because if she breathes that water in, it could collect in her lungs and she could then develop pneumonia. So, it is.
Are you happy, though, that she's getting adequate medical attention?
I know there's been a huge outcry about the fact that Alison is in a state hospital, and we've had so many calls asking why can she not be transferred to a private hospital. But I am very satisfied, and I base this, obviously, I haven't been able to see her personally, but Tian, I think everybody knows who Tian is. Tian is, at that time, he was the veterinary student that found Alison and was credited to helping keeping her alive.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment that Tian heard, he got onto an aeroplane, he went down to see Alison, and we are satisfied that she's getting proper care. The hospital has been raising. Okay. So yes, we are satisfied. They're doing what they can to the best of their abilities.
So you started a fundraiser for her. Obviously, it's not just about looking after her now. It's what happens next.
Mm.
She's laying in hospital. She has a family.
Yes. Martin. So this was an idea. It was Ugo Colini's idea. She is the lady that did the documentary Alison. And it was her idea, and a little group of us, which is Uga, Tian, Advert Hanlibakker, and I, got together and thought that, we need to make sure that when Alison is discharged, that all her needs are taken care of.
Mm.
Now, we're talking medical needs, but we're also talking about the basics, making sure she's got a roof over her head.
Of course.
She's not going to be able to work when she gets discharged. And at this point in time, all indications are that the bleeding was severe, and that because of that, there will most certainly rehabilitative care will be necessary. So the fund has been established, it's in her name, and we feel that it's more important to take her, care of her when she gets discharged than transferring her now, because she's getting proper care where she is.
She's also the breadwinner. And I'm guessing this is going to be a life-changing, once again, a life-changing experience and setback.
Yeah. Yes, no, it's a huge setback. And, the reality, unfortunately, is that although she is able to communicate a little bit, sometimes it's totally incoherent. So the medical tests must still be done. That will be done shortly, within the next few weeks, to determine exactly, what will be required.
Yeah, and what are the consequences?
Yes. Tian will also be going down next week again to go and, make sure that Alison, what exactly the position is.
When last did you have a proper conversation with her?
Shame. So it was her birthday on the 22nd of September.
Mm-hmm.
And, mine was in the same month earlier. So we have, conversations in between and so forth. And I know that you might be playing a message that she sent you.
Yeah, I've got the voice note that she sent you for your birthday, right?
Yes.
No, if you don't mind me playing it, just to hear her.
Lots of love, lots of prosperity, lots of peace and joy and blessings and health and wealth and, yeah, all the good things and calm, and just may it rain on you like floods. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you're being spoiled. Let us speak sometime soon. I miss you. I love you. I hope that you're well. Sending love, sending hugs on your special day. Thinking of you.
Sure. Let me tell you something. She's always just so inspiring. She just inspires hope and belief that people can, you know, just get through anything. Because she has gotten through so much. It was, she just, you know, that was just a horrible, horrible ordeal that gripped the entire country.
It traumatized the whole country.
The whole country. Mm-hmm. And everybody just couldn't believe that she survived it.
Thank you.
And then afterwards, knowing that these men are incarcerated and still around, and I know it's maybe an unfair question, but I do believe they got parole.
Yes, they did. They did, yeah.
You're an attorney?
Yes.
What are your... I mean, that's not even necessary to ask you. What are your thoughts? But how... Do you think possibly, is there a chance that this could have affected her medically?
I have no doubt that it did, because it formed part of our conversation.
Okay.
Alison was devastated.
I'm sure.
Absolutely devastated and traumatized. It affected her mental health. It also affected her physical health, because she was too scared to go out. She was too scared to do the normal things that she would do. So she, you know, she very much was afraid. She was afraid for herself. She was afraid for her family. But in one of her conversations to me, she said to me, she's not only afraid for herself and her family, she's afraid for any woman out there.
Yeah, the world out there.
Yeah. And you know, again, if you, Alison has one of the kindest souls that I know. Despite having been through such a horrendous attack at the hands of others, she still thinks about other people. You know, she still remained that loving person. And that was clear from the message that you played as well. And that's just who she is, you know. And
it doesn't seem fair.
It is absolutely not fair. And I can completely understand how the shock of knowing that these two barbaric people have been let out on the streets, and thinking to yourself, not only am I possibly not safe, but nobody else out there is safe. Because I'm sorry, if you can do that once to somebody, there is no way that you can tell me you are rehabilitated. There's no way you can tell me
that. And probably even more criminalized after spending so much time in prison.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's, what a horrible situation. But here, what we can do, or what we know we need to do, is to support Alison in a way that when she does come out of hospital, that she's okay. Right? And that is why this fund is there.
Yes.
I think we're going to put the details of the fund on our blog. I do believe so. If you want to get involved and you're wondering how you can get involved to help her move forward. And of course, you know, family, she's a breadwinner, and it's going to affect her. I mean, for sure. Absolutely. Already laying in hospital, not being able to earn, and having to deal with a whole lot of other stuff that I on an average day don't have to deal with. So I want to help her. I want you to help her where you can. The best I can do is to offer assistance on behalf of our listeners and Good Morning Angels Fund. I'm going to give you 100,000 rand for that fund.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal.
Well,
wow.
It's to get the ball rolling. It's to get the ball rolling. I know there are medical needs, but there are also recovery needs.
Yeah.
And also just to you know. Wow.
Practical needs.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Thank you so much. I am absolutely overwhelmed by not only your contribution, but, you know, the kindness of strangers who's opened their hearts to make a contribution for Alison's anticipated rehabilitation. Thank you all so much, very much. And I can't wait. I just need to say this. I can't wait for the day that Alison can thank everybody in person. That's our goal, yeah.
And it's going to happen.
Yes, I have to believe that.
I love catching up with her over the years, and I can't wait. You tell her from me and everybody here, we can't wait to catch up with her again. Love to family, sons, you. I know you're a very close friend to her, not only attorney. Ons dink aan julle almal, hoor.
Baie dankie, en ek waardeer julle geweldig.
Dankie, Tanya Kuhn, the attorney speaking to us out of PE Gebergha this morning, attorney and very close friend to Alison Buerta. Alison in a hospital right now in Cape Town, as we understand, after she suffered that brain aneurysm. And my gosh, she's been through enough. Good job, Angels, good job.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.